Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
History and You here in Lake 98.1. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. And today I would like to talk to you about tourist camps. Have you ever heard of a tourist camp?
I don't think so.
Well, it was the forerunner of camping and motels and hotels when you took a trip across the country. Was right on the verge when we went from a horse-drawn carriage society to an automobile society. And in 1900, Americans owned just 8,000 cars in the United States. 1920, that number had jumped to 8 million. And early on, very few Americans, as you can expect, could afford a car. The average salary in 1908 might be less than $500. Model T's cost $850. We didn't have service garages, filling stations, or dealerships. And road conditions were terrible, as you might imagine, because there was no blacktop or something else. And there were still good roads. But the middle class, as income improved, desired vacations. And so they began to take their car. And they started to travel. And so cities soon realized that they needed a spot to house these people, because most people would take their car, and wherever they stopped for the night, it might be your front lawn or somewhere else, they would just stop and eat outside their car. People were leaving garbage and everything else that they had with them. So towns actually put together what they called tourist camps. And this is where automobile travelers could group together, much like a mobile home park. And they had they were all different. Some of them had little one-room buildings and just enough for the car to park in between that and the next building. And cities started developing tourist camps. Sheboygan had tourist camps. Sheboygan Falls had one down by the river. Plymouth had them. And in 1939, there were 407 tourist camps, bringing in about $500,000. So people really realized the tourist value, not in terms of people, but in terms of dollars. Mm-hmm. If you had a tourist camp, you were going to attract vacationers because they had nowhere else to really stay. And, of course, everything grew as with the tourist camps. Eventually, you had swimming pools, air conditioning, all that stuff. But it's all due to what we no longer even understand existed as tourist camps in the United States. In 1940, there were 13,521 of these camps in the United States. And they were very, very popular. And campers came from all over the United States, and they knew they had a place to stay as they traveled.
Wow. That is, I never heard of the word tourist camp. And, hey, that's what this program is all about, is to educate our listeners. How do people get a hold of the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center?
Go to www.schrc.org for all of the center's activities and programs.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.